Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter mit Sechtes Kedushin, Perig Gimel, Mischne Yud Beis. From this point on, this Mishnah and the next Perik, we're going to be talking about the halachais of Yichus. Yichus means a child has the din to a certain extent of his parents, as either his parents or parent. When you say, oh, so-and-so is in the Yichus, that could mean he's an enikel of a big tzaddik. So he has Yichus. That doesn't necessarily make him a big tzaddik. But it means that if he becomes a big tzaddik, the fact that he has yichus, the schus of his father, helps. So now, we're going to learn in our Mishnah that there are four categories. The first category is green light, green light. A marriage, you're allowed to marry this person, there's no aveda. Here we're going to see the child goes after the father. We're going to see a second case, where the Torah says if you marry this woman, she's your wife, but you're not allowed to. In that case, the child is going to inherit the problem that either parent may have. A third case will be, well, you're not allowed to marry this woman, but others are. For example, your wife's sister. You can't marry her, but others can. Or any of the other Erevs. In this case, all the Arayas, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry the relatives, whether it's a Chi of Karis or a Chi of Misa, according to Malshitas, the child that is born is considered a mamzer. And then we're going to have one last case in the Mishnah, the fourth category, and that's where neither you or anyone else is allowed to marry this person. And we're going to see in such a case the child goes after the mother. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Once again, Zakta Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Kamakam Sheyesh Kedushin. In any case where Kedushin takes effect, this type of marriage, if you're Mekadesh the Isha, she's Mekadeshes, and the Ein Aveira, there's no Aveira. So as far as the yichus of the child is concerned, havlad, the child that is born, hoylech achar hazachar. Whatever the father is, that's what the child is. The esu, what would that case be? What are we talking about? Zu kehenes levia v'yisraelis. Either one. Kehenes is a woman kayin. Levia is a woman levi. Yisraelis is a daughter of who's a Yisrael. If either one of these got married to either a Kayin Levi Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference, you can mix and match. Shenisu l'Kayin u'levi l'Yisrael, which you're allowed to, l'chatchila. The child that is born goes after the father. The child that is born is going to be whatever the father is. If the father is a Kayin, the child is a Kayin. If the father is a Levi, the child is a Levi. If the father is a Yisrael, then the child is a Yisrael. Says the Bat Tanura that this klal has an exception. The exception would be a ger that marries a mamzeres. Again, a mamzeres would be a woman that was born out of a marriage, which was aser, a chi of krisis or a chi of misa, according to Malshitas. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So there is kiddushin and there's no aveira. Still, the child would go after the mother, and the child would be considered a mamzer. The same is true the other way around. A mamzer is allowed to marry a geyiris. So on the one hand, there's Kiddush, and there's no Aveira. But the child would still be considered a mamzer. So this is an exception to the rule. But generally speaking, if the Kiddush is Chal, and there's no Aveira, the child goes after the father. Second rule of our Mishnah, V'chal makam sheyesh Kiddush, in any case where there is Kiddush, in other words, if a man marries this woman, it is a legal marriage, the Torah says the Kiddush is Chal, she's an Eshes Ish. But the Torah does not want you to marry her. But there's an Aveira if they get married. And basically, these are cases where there's a lav, but there's no chi of karis or chi of misa. In these cases, havla, the child that is born, hoylech achar apogum, goes after whoever has the problem. The ezu, which cases are we referring to? So almana l'kayin gadol. Kayin gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Or a case of grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadyat. A woman that received a divorce or went through chalitza cannot marry even a regular kayin. So there's an Aveira. But the marriage is Chal. It's a legal marriage. If a Kayin marries a Grusha, he's not allowed to, but she is his wife. Al pi halacha. The child that is born is considered a Chalal, one that is Pasal, Kahuna. Same is true for a Mamzeres and a Nesina, Li Yisrael. A Mamzeres or a Nesina. A Nesina, as we already explained in earlier Mishnayos, means a woman that comes from the Gevinim, that tricked Yeshua, and Yeshua swore to take them in, but they really were Kananim, so they're not allowed to marry regular Yisraelim. So a Mamzeres or an Asina that marries a Yisrael, a regular Yisrael, or the other way around, a Bas Yisrael, who's a regular Bas Yisrael that marries a Mamzer or a Nasin. There's an Aveira in this marriage. But the marriage is Chal. They are legally married. The child that is born is either a Mamzer or a Nasin. If either the father or the mother has this problem, then the child will have the problem. So this is the case of where there is Kiddushin, but it's an Aveira. Now we have a third category in our Mishnah. V'chol mi she'ein la alav Kiddushin. If he, this particular person, is going to marry this woman, there's no Kiddushin. Aval yesh la al acherim Kiddushin. But others could marry her. For example, his wife's sister. He's not allowed to marry her. Others can. Havlad, the child that is born from this type of a marriage, mamzer, is considered a mamzer. The Eze, and what are we referring to? Which types of cases? Zehabal kol achas mikol harayis b'taira. Anyone that married any one of the relatives of the Torah says you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry her. Like, for example, your wife's sister. Other people can. A child that would be born from such a marriage is considered a mamzer. Then you have a fourth category. You're not allowed to marry this woman, and neither can anyone else. It's not just that you're her relative. No one can. Havlad, the child that is born over here, Kemaisa is like her. The Ezu, what would this case be? Zevlad Shivcha Benachris. A child that was born from an Adam Yisrael, who married either a Shivcha or an Achris. Here there's no Kiddushin. And the child that is born is either an Eved or an Achri, like his mother. Let's review the four categories in the Mishnah. Category number one. Everything is good. He can be Mekadisher. There's no Aveira. The Kiddushin is Chal. For example, a Kehenes Leviya Yisraelis that marries either one, Kain Levi Yisrael, mix and match. No problem. Lechatchila, green light. The child goes after the father. The father's a Kayan, the child is a Kayan. The father's a Levi, the child is a Levi. If the father's a Yisrael, the child is a Yisrael, regardless of what the mother is. We mentioned from the Batanur there is an exception to this rule, and that would be a Ger that marries a Mamzeres. He also has the green light. The marriage is Chal, he's allowed to, but the child will still be considered a Mamzer, and the same would be true the other way around. A Mamzer that marries a Geyaris. He's allowed to, but the child will be considered a Mamzer. Category number two. There's Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is Chal. There's no Chi of Karis. There's no Chi of Misa. But the Torah says you're not allowed to. There's a Lav. Under those circumstances, the child would have the problem, whoever has the problem. For example, an Almana who marries a Kohen Gadol, or a woman that was divorced that married a Kohen Hedyet, even a regular Kohen, or a Mamzeres or a Nesina that married a Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael that married a Mamzer or a Nasin. In all these cases, the marriage is a legal marriage. She's considered a wife, a Pihalacha. But the child that is born will either be a Pasal Lekayin, in the case of Oman Lekayin Gadol, or Grusha V'chalutza Lekayin Hedyet, or the child will be a Mamzer or a Nasin. Category number three, this is a serious Isser. He's not allowed to marry this woman. If he does, there's no Kiddushin. She does not become his wife. But others could marry her. The only problem is that she's a relative. But Lamaisa, if someone does marry one of the Ervis, like, for example, a wife's sister, the child is a Mamzer. Then you have a category where not only is he not allowed to marry this person, no one is. Others are not allowed to either. For example, a Shivcha or a Nachris. Under these circumstances, the child would go after the mother. So if someone says, oh, my mother was Jewish, that means he's Jewish. But if someone's father is a Yid, and his mother is not, he does not have a din of a Yid. How do we know this? Well, by a Shivcha, that the child has the same status of the Shivcha that you remember from Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Eisha v'yiladeh, tila dinel. V'hu and he, yetze begapi, he goes out alone. The children belong to the status of Shivcha. But how do we know this halacha, that if someone's mother is a Yid, they are a Yid? But if someone's father is a Yid, they're not. The Pasuk says like this, Bitcha, your daughter, le'siti libnoi, don't give to his son, referring to the non-Yid, ubitoy, his daughter, laisika livnecha, don't take for your son. And then the Torah says, ki yasir es bincha me'achra, you realize what you're doing to your son? Because it says, ki yasir, and not ki sasir. So we know when the Torah says, your son will be lost to the Avodah Zarah, it's referring to the case of bitcha laisitin libnai. That's our concern. Because if you give away your daughter, the child is a Yid, and the child will be raised by his father who's not a Yid for Avodah Zarah. But in regard to the Isser of Ubita Lesikon Levnecha, don't take his daughter for your son, over here the Torah does not say that the child will be raised for Avodah Zarah, because it's not even your child. It's considered the child of the Nachris. The child would not have a din of a Yisrael